This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Outsiders may associate New Hampshire with the first-in-the-nation primary or with its live-free-or-die motto. Residents know that the real politicking gets done in town hall meetings. Like so many aspects of contemporary life, the proud tradition of engaging in civic discourse with your neighbors has gone handheld. Brandon Reynolds is a freelance writer who wrote about new games and applications that are seeding a digital revolution in local civics for the Atlantic City's blog. He joins us now. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. And I was very interested to look at these games and apps, as you did, that could be tools in civic discussions. One of them you focused on, Mind Mixer. What does it do?
Well, Mind Mixer, the way it works is it's basically a virtual town hall, or as a writer from New England said, you just say a town meeting, you don't say the hall. But the idea is that you are able to go 24/7, field your ideas, and then those ideas are voted on by other people, commented on by other people, and that there's a point value associated with all of this stuff. So you build a profile, you get 50 points. You submit an idea, you get 10. If someone votes for it, you get 2 or 3, and so on and so forth. And then that way, the ideas, by virtue of their points, will kind of rise to the top. And from that, then they are taken and sent to City Hall or wherever, and then, in theory, implemented.
In theory. But this is assigning points to playing. This is what we call gamification, a key design principle behind the application. Can you explain that concept for us?
Sure. Gamification, which, first of all, is a sort of contentious term because it implies that the young generation who was raised on video games only sort of sees the world in points, and that there are companies and governments that are using these kind of platforms in order to get people interested. And that seems to be what's going on. But basically, gamification is applying gaming elements to non-game situations. So you think of Foursquare, for example, where you go to a place and you check in. You get a badge if you have checked in more than somebody else. Or a lot of marketing companies are using it to get people to fill out surveys and that sort of thing. It's just the idea that you can apply these techniques to non-gaming stuff and get people more motivated or engaged.
This isn't the first time we've talked about games that have civic sort of applications. So you mentioned that your data would be sent to City Hall in participating places, like San Francisco, of course, is one of those. So there is a real-world application for these games.
Oh, absolutely. The founders of Mind Mixer were three city planner-type people, urban planners, and they had gotten really frustrated with this idea that meetings were only, you know, Tuesday at 6:30 in the afternoon or something. And so people couldn't make it, so they decided to develop this platform where people had access all the time. But the idea is that the cities sign on for these. They adopt these platforms, and they build a website around it. And so there's a combination of the virtual town hall, which feeds into the real town hall, and from that you have anywhere from, you know, hundreds to thousands more people that are now participating. And those ideas, in theory, are going to be more reflective of what people actually want.
Would an application like this work in other places, maybe less tech-savvy cities than San Francisco?
Well, it seems to be. San Francisco's one of the ones that has really embraced it the most in terms of there are points that you'll get for voting on other people and for submitting ideas. And San Francisco is taking it the next step. They actually are signing prizes. So if you get 1,000 points and you get a lunch date in the tea garden with the mayor, or he'll leave a voice message on your phone or something. But, yeah, there's tons of cities that are using it. One of the ones I'm really kind of getting interested in now are these cities who in the last couple of years have been hit by disasters. Tuscaloosa was hit by a tornado a year ago, and Nashville had a flood, and Springfield, Massachusetts had a tornado, and all of those used Mind Mixer to generate ideas for how to go through the recovery process. And so you see the application work a lot better because they have this time limit. I mean, you don't have forever to just come up with good ideas. You actually have to do something in half the time.
Well, as in many other cities, people who attend New Hampshire town meetings anyway, generally a core group of people who are involved or have a stake. Except for hot-button issues, we get overflows. Now, could Mind Mixer or other programs like it attract some of the younger, more tech-savvy generation and get them engaged with local politics in a meaningful way?
Oh, I think so. I think it depends on how much you believe that a generation raised on video games is really just engineered to want to have points. I mean, I think if you're the kind of person that wants to be civically engaged, that you're going to do that rather than just some person who's like, I really want to have a date with the mayor. I mean, people aren't going to want to do that unless they are inclined to be engaged. But at the same time, I think that, like a lot of social media, people are going to have access to it that wouldn't have otherwise. And it's a lot easier to go to your computer and start coming up with ideas or playing ideas off of other people than going somewhere live, which I think is a foreign concept for a lot of younger people, certainly, as far as town halls go.
Thanks so much for joining us, Brandon.
Sure.
Freelance writer Brandon Reynolds' work has been featured on the Atlantic City's blog and the Kansas City Star. You'll find a link to his story on Civic Apps and San Francisco's Mind Mixer page at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd love to hear what you think. Is showing up to town hall essential to good community governance? Would you be more likely to participate if you could do it from your iPad? Would that encourage more voices and broader participation, or invite something else altogether? You can weigh in to the virtual venue at wordofmouthradio.org, our Facebook page, or send us a tweet.